You are listening to Single Track State of Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, broadcasting live on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Welcome back, guys, all you dirt chasers and mountain bike thrill chasers. I'm back. It's been a couple week break, and we had a nice spring break, and most recently, of course, we've had quite a few changes in, you know, the world and the way that things have been run. Of course, I'm not going to act like I don't know what's going on here. COVID-19 has definitely put a damper on things, and I am doing my best to play my part and not be selfish and stay inside and do my best to help, you know, people that are at risk. This is a really scary thing, but I'm just happy that I can still continue this show and I can talk about one of my favorite passions, and you know, mountain biking is going to help me get me through this tough time. I know it will. If you're anything like me, I need to get outside constantly to help me get through my weeks. I am a guy who can't sit still, and I find a lot of my connection to the world and the earth and my soul through mountain biking. So amidst this hard time and this COVID virus, mountain biking is definitely helping me get through, connecting with people as well. And you know, school, you know, I'm happy I can still do this radio show, happy I can show up for you guys. And I hope you still enjoy my show and tune in for the next 6 weeks to come. So thank you for hanging on. If you if you've been listening to my show, I really appreciate you following and giving me the time of day. It means a lot. And I've got a great show for you today. Just to recap, this show is about everything mountain biking. My name is DJ Mountain Goat, and I talk about some of the best trails, if not the best trails we have in the world here in Marin County. And not only Marin County, but some of my stomping grounds back home in the Peninsula, California. The Peninsula is basically the South Bay, south of San Francisco, Redwood City, Palo Alto, Menlo Park, Woodside, and all the foothills and mountains that line the skyline of Highway 35, that's where I grew up riding. So I've touched a few trails over on off of Skyline where I grew up riding, and that was my last show. I talked about Alpine, Crazy Pete's, and Windy Hill. I started riding those trails at probably 12 years old, and I still go ride them from time to time. But now that I live over in Marin, these are world-class trails. They actually slap my Alpine and Windy Hill in the face. But I cannot discount where I got my biking roots. Excuse me. So, yeah, I just wanted to recap. I did Alpine and Windy Hill last time. Before that, I've talked a lot about Marin Trails, China Camp, Tamarancho, Solstice. And if you're a biking person in Marin, you know what I'm talking about. These are some of the best trails. China Camp's a lot of fun. And, yeah, just to tell you, speaking of China Camp, it's probably my favorite place to go. I live really close to it, and it's just world-class mountain biking. If you've never ridden the Dominican side of China Camp, it's an absolute blast. It's right near our lovely school, Dominican. Not too far from Angelica Hall, where we broadcast this show. But you just go down the street from Angelica, and we're almost close to the freeway overpass on 101. There is a fire road called Hacienda Fire Road. I've only ridden this two times, but I remember the other day that I hadn't ridden there in a long time, and I went back there, and I had one of the best rides I've had in years. I'm not kidding. It was absolutely incredible. And that is because it's only about 100 yards of really steep fire road, and then it's about 9 miles of all single track, and it's a blast. It's a lot of fun. And this is some of the tightest, most narrow single track you'll find in Marin County. It's actually the most narrow type, you know, nimble, narrow, sketchiest type of riding I've done. But that adds the element of risk and fun to it, you know. It starts off, I think it's on the Canary Trail off of Hacienda. I think it's called the Canary Trail. And this is super, super narrow, single track, very tight turns and switchbacks. And the terrain just kind of, it has a variety. You go through some switchbacks where it's kind of open or you're slapping against weeds and trees. And then you'll go between some really, really heavy, dense redwood groves with some steeper climbs and tighter switchbacks. And then you'll transition back into some narrow single track again with little crevasses and drops that you could definitely fall down and hurt yourself really badly. So you really have to be on your game when you're going through this Dominican side single track. And then after you hit Canary for a little while, you will eventually reach my favorite trail, which is JT Howell. But Canary is a blast. It's a lot of fun. You can't go wrong. It's just a beautiful, windy single track. And it really tests your balancing abilities. It's definitely not a beginner's trail. I heard, you know, this is some of the early stuff that was built at China Camp. And the Dominican side is, you know, some of the best riding you can do, really, in Marin County. You hit Canary for a little while. And then you can hit JT Howell, and JT Howell is also a blast, but it starts to become a lot of climbing once you reach JT Howell. But the climbing's beautiful. You go through some more redwood groves and some interesting looking kind of overgrowth trees that are like just the branches of the trees. They don't have any blossoms or anything or leaves on them, and they've been like this all year. Trust me, I've been there in the summer too. I forget what they're called, but it's pretty cool. You go through this grove that kind of, it almost looks like the cypress grove in Point Reyes, but that doesn't have any branches or doesn't have any leaves or blossoms on it. But it's a sight to see if you've never been to this Dominican side of China Camp. So like I was saying, it's a pretty gnarly climb. It's definitely really strenuous, and you got to have some legs. You definitely want to make sure your legs are in shape and you've done some rides prior to this ride. And it starts to get to pretty steep and grueling of a climb when you get to the top of JT Howell. But very fun switchbacks. There's some technical rock gardens and sketchy sections towards top of JT Howell. And it's pretty cool. You pass by an abandoned car that looks like it's been there since the 40s or 50s, and it has. There was definitely a road or fire road that was probably accessible back in the day, and a car either lost control, was drunk, or just, lost their brakes or something and rolled down this hill. And it's kind of parted out a little bit. You can definitely see it's bashed up. And like I said, it's a 40s or 50s, you know, old, big old boat of a car. And you can tell it's been there for, you know, a long time. It's all rusted over. Anyways, this is a really cool little feature that I love passing by at this JT Howell section of Dominican. So check that out next time you go ride Dominican. And then once you reach the top of JT Howell, it will take you out to the Golden Hill Fire Road, which takes you all the way down into Dominican. And that basically, Gold Hill Fire Road will lead you to the Edge Hill House at Dominican. But I find that boring to ride because it's all fire road. So go over to the other side of Dominican towards 101, where the housing and residential is, and go up Hacienda and take this trail that I'm talking about. You are listening to Single Track State of Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, broadcasting live on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. So I was just going into depth about one of my favorite trails at China Camp, and that's the Dominican side. And I didn't discuss this in one of my earlier shows when I talked about China Camp, because I hadn't ridden it in a while. I talked about basically the other side of China Camp towards the San Pedro Bay and the San Pedro Road, where there also is some world-class riding. But my favorite definitely is this single track on the Dominican side that I hadn't ridden in maybe 2 years. It's a lot of fun. It's very narrow, very technical. It really tests your balance and agility. And it's beautiful. It's basically covered in a canopy the whole time you're riding it. And it has like almost kind of like a few microclimates. As you're going through redwood groves, you go out in through some little patches that are out in the open. And then it just has a lot of features to it. So it makes it a lot of fun. You cross over a few little ladder bridges, some rock gardens. But what I was saying was, once you get to the top of JT Howe, after you ride Canary, you reach the Gold Hill Fire Road, which Gold Hill you can take all the way from the Edge Hill House in at Dominican up to this trail at JT Howe. So once you get to that the Gold Hill Fire Road, you take that for another couple hundred yards, maybe a half, sorry, not a couple hundred yards, probably about a quarter mile, and then you'll reach up to the last part of JT Howe. So this last section of JT Howe is also a blast, same as the previous section of JT. It's very technical. It's got some, you know, little mini rock sections, roots you need to make sure that you hop over and you have enough momentum to get over. And it also has this stunning view once you reach the plateau section of the top of JT Howe. Someone made a little makeshift bench out of some wood. And you have an entire view of Mount Tam, all of you know, the Lincoln San Rafael area, and it's just stunning. You're definitely about 1,000 feet up or so, maybe 1,200 feet up, and you can just see the beautiful views, and it makes you feel very lucky that you live in such a beautiful place. At least it did for me when I rode there the other day. But just an awesome trail. I took a seat there on that bench and had a little snack and then kept going. But that's not the last part of it. You pass by that bench and then there's another maybe quarter mile of fantastic switchback single track. And same thing as the whole JT Howe Canary Trail Dominican side is full of just fun, flowy but technical single track. It's tight switchbacks. Definitely need to be on your P's and Q's, because there's some rocks that are jagged, and like I was saying, this is not a beginner's trail. It's very narrow. So if you happen to not be paying attention and you don't watch where your route's going to be, you could go off the edge of the trail. And most of it has a nice, you know, 15-20 foot drop. So anyways, there's definitely some added risk to it, but it's if you're a, you know, at least a advanced rider, you know, you could probably be a intermediate to advanced rider and hit this trail, but you definitely want to have ridden for a while and know how to maneuver your bike in certain ways. It really helps you on trails that are technical like this. So just keep that in mind. So basically, going up Canary and going up JT Howe, it's all a climb. There are some gradual sections that you get to go down and have some fun with, but it's mostly an uphill climb. And what I do is I go to the top and I go to the Bayview Road, the paved road of China Camp, and I turn around and I drop my seat and I go bomb down what I just rode up. And it is hands down some of the best downhill single track riding I've ever done. I kid you not. So for you single track enthusiasts, JT Howell to Canary, you really can't go wrong. The downhill is absolutely incredible. You know, when I rode this a few days ago, I was hooting and hollering. I could not get enough of it, and I was wondering why I hadn't been there in so long. You know, I usually ride over on the China Camp side, and I go, geez, you know, what are you doing? You know, this is great single track, and you're missing out. So what I forgot to say earlier was after Hacienda Road, you start on Wood Rat. So Wood Rat is also the super narrow single track that leads into Canary. So I just wanted to clear that up. But once you reach the Bay Hills Drive and you drop your seat and you're ready to bomb down, just get ready to be full of adrenaline and be super stoked. That's at least how I felt the other day. It was a lot of fun. I was definitely really tired, but you know, the thrill of going downhill kind of gives you an extra energy boost. At least it does for me. And so I got that going down the other day. Going down the first section of JT is a blast, and then you can absolutely rail and fly down the Gold Hill Fire Road for the quarter mile, and then back onto JT Howell. It is just pin it to win it, and you kind of get in this zone where you almost see tunnel vision in a good way. You know, you get so in tune with your route in front of you and what's, you know, what little features and rocks do you have to look out for, and you get so focused on what you see in front of you that you ride better. This I've had a lot of experiences like this, and once you get to this moment, the ride really becomes this like state of bliss. And I found that the other day riding the Dominican side of China Camp. You get in this, you just get in this absolute zone where you're flowing the trail really well. You're not making too many mistakes. And if you do, I had some moments that were a little sketchy, and I could have wiped out, but you kind of laugh it off. You don't really, I laugh it off when I'm in those states because I'm enjoying myself so much that it's like, you know, if I fall, I fall. I'm here to have a good time and not worry about what's, you know, getting hurt, because that's when I, usually when I'm worried about getting hurt and if I'm worrying about falling, that's when I do fall and I usually eat some dirt. So anyways, I reached that moment of bliss and just in tune riding, and I love it. So hitting that last section of JT Howell is an absolute blast. Winding back through Canary, tight switchbacks, more flows. It is absolutely the pinnacle of single track mountain bike riding in Marin. So please do yourself a favor if you haven't ridden the Dominican side of China Camp. I know I can't say it enough, really. Please ride there, and I'd love to hear how it goes for you. I will probably ride there very soon amidst all this craziness. This mountain bike trail will help keep you sane, I promise you that. So we're going to take a quick little break, but don't go anywhere. When we return, I've got a lot more mountain bike mayhem coming your way. Thanks for listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Mountain Goat, broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. And before we jump right into the break here, I have to play you. We'll be right back. All right, and that was Tom Morello and Gary Clark Jr. It's called "Can't Stop the Bleeding." It's also with Grammatic. That is one of my favorite all-time songs. Actually, it's got a lot going on in that song. If for those of you who don't know, Tom Morello is one of the all-time greatest guitar players, in my opinion. He is the lead guitar player for the infamous rock group called Rage Against the Machine. They actually are on tour right now. It's probably postponed at the moment, but they are touring for the first time in a long time, and everybody's going bananas over it, including myself, and I wish I had the money to go to their show. But anyways, Tom Morello is amazing. He's one of the best guitarists in the world. And so is Gary Clark Jr. So the guy you heard singing, that's Gary Clark Jr. I've seen him probably 5 times. He's absolutely incredible. He's a blues guitar player with an amazing voice. And he kind of brings in a lot of R&B soul to his guitar playing. And so that you really got to hear his voice instead of his amazing, finger action on the guitar. He's phenomenal on the guitar as well. And then Grammatic, I'm not too big on Grammatic, but I have heard of a few of his songs. He's a pretty good electronic DJ. I mean, he definitely put together some pretty insane beats on that track there. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you listen to that on your next mountain bike ride. And like I said, we were going on a little break. I got sidetracked there with some good music. But we'll be back with more Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat. And I will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Single Track State of Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. You're tuning in at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, broadcasting from Angelico Hall at Dominican University. Let's get back to business. I hope you enjoyed that tasty tune I just played you. And I hope you go ride the wonderful Dominican side of China Camp. Some of the best. Most recently, I also rode another one of my favorites. Not some fantastic single track, but this trail is at the headlands of Marin County. And the headlands are basically the coastal trails that border the the coast and the mouth of the Baylands, right next to the Golden Gate Bridge. So if you haven't been over there, come check it out. You can go drive. You can just take a drive if you want and check out the beautiful views and everything that the Bay has to offer. But it's definitely a great mountain biking trail as well. So if you haven't been to the Headlands, you have to go. It's a Marin County staple. Holds some of the best beautiful landscapes in Marin, if not the world. And the Headlands are just they're a beautiful stretch of coastal park. And they stretch from the Golden Gate over to Muir Beach, technically. I go there pretty often when I want to meditate and enjoy some views, kind of escape the madness of what's going on lately. It sure has helped. This trail is Definitely a hiker's paradise as well. You'll see a lot of hikers out there when you're mountain biking, but mountain bikers are pretty often riding this place too. So going south on 101, you will take the exit to the headlands right in front of the Golden Gate. You can't miss it. And you'll take a right onto Consulman Road until you drive past the stunning views of the bridge and the mouth of the San Fran Bay. So once you reach the first roundabout, park in the parking lot straight ahead. Here's the start of the Coastal Trail Fire Road that leads down to Rodeo Beach. This fire road is super steep. Sorry, it isn't super steep or technical, but it is a fantastic cruiser that you can pick up speed on and enjoy the ride down. Not a super challenging technical downhill fire road. It's definitely gradual, and like I said, you got to keep an eye out for hikers. But it's super enjoyable. I mean, you have the amazing coast to look at right in front of you. You can kind of see Rodeo Beach as you're going down. It doesn't get a lot better than that when you're taking a cruise and you have some amazing views like that. You take the Rodeo Valley Trail, so once you enjoy the ride down, it's not a very long fire road down, but it spits you out onto Bunker Road near Rodeo Beach. It's not quite in front of Rodeo Beach, but it's pretty close. Only about, you know, maybe a quarter mile left to get to Rodeo Beach. So once you enjoy the cruise down to Rodeo, take the Rodeo Valley Trail Fire Road to the left over to the Bobcat Trail. So over to the Bobcat Trail, you're in for a brutal climb up, but it pays off and it's worth it. It's worth the climb. So once you connect from the Bobcat over to the Maranchello Road, this is also another lengthy climb. And it's, like I said, it's worth the payoff though. You get to see some pretty amazing stuff. So, some of these fire roads, Maranchello, Bobcat, are really steep and super bumpy. They're really not well groomed or maintained, which makes the grueling uphill battle even worse. And also, to go along with that, I think that's these two trails, I'm not sure they're all specifically legal for mountain bikers. I do recall going down one that I thought was legal and then exiting the trail and not seeing a permittance or a sign that said okay for bikers. So just be wary of that. I'm always, you know, I'm usually try to abide by the rules. But every now and then, you know, if you want to just walk your bike and hike up, I think it's cool. I've found as long as you smile and cruise by at a mellow speed, nobody really cares. You know, if you're flying by people at, you know, Mach speeds and, you know, pissing them off, then that's another story. You may have a meet and greet with the park ranger after. So, but I try not to hit legal trails too often. This one I did a while back. Once you finish taking Maranchello, it connects with the Tennessee Valley. So this is where the payoff really comes in. Tennessee Valley is absolutely beautiful. It's one of the highly sought after trails in Marin. Even tourists and people that aren't locals from Marin come out to see Tennessee Valley. Once you get there, it's got these really beautiful kind of wooden steps that head down towards the headlands and the coastal view. It almost looks like you're just like dipping off into the ocean, and you can see the Golden Gate Bridge, the city, and of course you can see up north towards Petaluma, really. You can kind of see the point of Bolinas and Point Reyes almost. But look out for those steps. That's when you know you've reached Tennessee Valley, and it's incredibly beautiful. So the 180 degree view is really what's so amazing about it. You can see the Golden Gate, you can see Muir Beach down to the right, and it's just stunning. And it's always a good reminder as to why I live in Marin, really, especially of lately. You know, when I go outside and leave my shelter in place, I enjoy what Marin has to offer outside. It doesn't get much better. So if this is your type of ride, and you know, this is definitely your type of ride if you want to switch it up and just get some views and some cruiser trails in. You know, I know I found when I session a lot of the same trails over and over again, I tend to do that because I'm definitely, you know, partial and enjoy certain trails more than others. But every now and then, once you hit too many trails too often, it's nice to switch it up. And this is a good one to do that with. excuse me. This trail just pleases the eyeballs and the soul. It's a good workout. I think round trip, I think it's about 12 miles. It always connects, this trail specifically always connects me with my surroundings. And there are a few great fire road downhills on this trail. So, you know, you're not completely missing out on adrenaline rushes here. You know, it is more about the views and, you know, taking in the scenery, but you do get a few downhills that are fun. But I will say there is no single track on this trail. It's all fire road, so, and you have to watch out for hikers for sure. So if you're looking for a nice escape and some amazing scenery, go check out Tennessee Valley and the Marin Headlands for some of the best views you can get. All right, next we're going to jump over to the other side of the headlands, which is the Muir Beach side. And before we jump into that amazing trail, I'd like to play for you another one of my favorite riding songs. And this is one of my favorite bands. Their name is the Foo Fighters. I hope you enjoy this.
Thank you. searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, until another day.
That was the Foo Fighters, and that song is called All of My Life. That is one of my favorite all-time Foo Fighter songs, and definitely puts you in the mood for a mountain bike ride, anything really physical, actually. I know when I play that on my rides, I am totally wanting to thrash down some downhill. You know, it definitely gives me an extra push through my rides. Great song. I advise you to download that and put that on your next mountain biking playlist. So, like I said before, back to the trails at hand. After you finish your lengthy ride over at the headland side, the Golden Gate side of the headlands, make your way over to Highway 1 to the Panoramic Highway. It's just before the turn off of Muir Woods. And this is one of my favorite, this is probably my favorite trail of the headlands. And you just park off to the right. There's a little pull out. And like I said, it's right before the turn to the Muir Woods. So you jump onto the Diaz Ridge Trail. Diaz Ridge Trail is a lot of fun. It's single track. And you can take Diaz all the way down to Muir Beach. So to make it a great big fun loop, take your first left onto the Miwok Trail. And for those of you who don't know, Miwok is one of the first Indian tribes that were in Marin. A lot of great history in Marin. But take the Miwok Trail and you'll have a blast. It starts off as a fun single track and then it heads straight into some fire road. The single track's nice and flowy in the beginning. Especially the Diaz Ridge single track's a lot of fun too, but the Miwok is really great. So you take the single track that eventually leads into Fire Road. Then you take another right back onto Miwok after the Fire Road section. The Fire Road is only maybe quarter mile long. And the first section of single track before that fire road is very short, maybe a couple hundred yards. But once you take the fire road back onto the single track, that's where the fun really starts on Miwok. So Miwok, the second part of Miwok, is really technical, fun single track switchbacks. Very tight switchbacks. You have a lot of stair ledges you need to bomb down and be careful going down. You definitely need to carry some momentum on this part of the Miwok. There's, you know, they put those 2x4s, you know, to try to keep the trail together, and basically it's steps down for the hikers, but this is a legal single track for mountain bikers. So it kind of just turns into this downhill, rocky, somewhat rocky section, but it's with wood. So definitely fun to go down. It's very tight and steep. And be careful, because last time I was there, there was a few hikers, and you know, I had to slam on my brakes and slow down. And I try to check my speed when I'm going down these you know, two-way trails for mountain bikers and hikers, and not be that guy who's flying past them at 30 miles an hour. But it is a highly sought-after hiking area, so be careful. But it's really great. You bounce in and out of you know, a lot of forested canopies. Beautiful, beautiful trail. And you, there's definitely some wide-open, sun-beaten areas, but it's cloaked in beautiful trees and great switchbacks. And it's a little dusty in the summer months, so if you get a chance to go after a little drizzle or rain, that's when it's ideal. And similar to the Diaz, Miwok and Diaz are some of the only single track that the Headlands holds. Most of it is fire road and non-legal mountain biking trails. So this is a great one to hit. It's, you know, technical, really tight, and there's some flowy sections as well. But it's not that long of a single track. I think it's, you know, maybe a mile long, a mile and a half of single track after the fire road. Then it connects back to Tennessee Valley. So it connects back to the Tennessee Valley, which I talked about earlier, for a cruise. And then it goes right into a nasty, mean, grueling fire road climb back. But you got to get the workout in to get the payoff and the beautiful fun downhill. So you got to climb back up the fire road, the Tennessee Valley Fire Road. And it is, I think it's the Tennessee Valley Coastal Trail, they call it. You can climb back up to the top of that. It's definitely a couple miles of uphill climbing, and it connects you to the Coyote Trail Fire Road. So once you reach the Coyote Trail Fire Road, this fire road is the bee's knees. It's nice and steep, and it has a bunch of big rolling hills, or big rollers, really. So you can really get booking it down this Coyote Ridge Trail, and you can fly off these rollers. You got to be careful though, because you can fly off one of these and just absolutely send it and bottom out your shocks, and it can be all bad news from there. But have fun on these rollers, jump them a little bit, get a few feet of air, and enjoy the speed, man. It's a good ride. You know, the downhill is this downhill section of the Coyote Ridge Trail is really such a blast because of the stunning views. As you're coming down this fire road, you see, you know, the widespread ocean all the way to the Golden Gate. And then you see, as you're coming down Coyote, you see Muir Beach down below. So as you're bombing down this, you're sure to please all your senses, that's for sure. So when you come flying down this, your adrenaline will be pumping, and you'll be amazed by the absolute beauty that surrounds you. Once you drop into Muir Beach from the Coyote Ridge Trail, you're right down into the beach, really. Muir Beach is an awesome little beach. You can stop there, put your bike to the side, cool off, jump in the ocean, and refuel. Have a little snack. It's a small little beach, but it's incredible. You can actually have campfires as well, especially in the summer months. I just did that the other day, and it was pretty amazing. Unwind, have a fire, you know, have a few drinks with the friends, and it's a good time. But if you're mountain biking, you can do that as well. Jump in, cool off, and then make sure you stop by the Pelican Inn. The Pelican Inn is just maybe a couple hundred yards down the street from the parking lot for Muir Beach. And grab yourself some fish and chips. Last time I rode there, this is what I did. I came down there, checked out the beach, and grabbed some fish and chips. And it's some of the best I've had in a while. They're a cool little old school bed and breakfast type inn. And they have a restaurant there as well. It's kind of like this old, it looks almost, you know, English style, Elizabethan, you know, looking architecture. Very cool. And they have great food. So after you eat a little fish and chips, you know, you can digest a bit, because there's a nice tough climb to get you back to your car on the panoramic highway. You take the Diaz Ridge Trail back up, and you are home free. And I gotta say, I love the system of trails at the Headlands, and the Muir Beach Trail is definitely my favorite. It's a must-see for you mountain bike enthusiasts, and it's absolutely beautiful. It doesn't get a lot better than that as far as the views go. So go check it out next time you're there. And you know what? I think that wraps up my show for today, guys. So thanks for coming back to my show and listening in. It's been a blast for me, and it's good to be back, guys. I hope you guys take care of yourselves and get out on the trails and enjoy some mountain biking in these tough times. But at least we have the outdoors to help us keep sane, and we have each other. So as always, this is your host, DJ Mountain Goat. Thanks for listening to Single Track State of Mind. And you're listening in at Dominican. You're listening in to Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Tune in next week, where I will talk about another amazing trails in Marin, and also the peninsula. So see you next week. And as always, broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Thanks, guys. Take care.